One team, one dream. The making of the 2017 Arizona Cardinals cheerleaders is brought to you by the Arizona Biltmore.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Team, One Dream. I'm Lisa alongside former Arizona Cardinals cheerleader Heidi. Now we're on to round two. This is when the veterans come into play. So the bar is set high with them coming back in. Just explain what that pressure is like as a veteran.
You know, I don't know if you can feel it, but it's pretty intense in here right now. So I'm happy to be standing beside you right now. I know what that feeling is, especially coming in as a vet. You know what you have to lose. You know you have to put it all out there, and there is a lot of talent out there today.
So for this year's team, we plan to take, usually we take between 26 and 30 ladies. Last year we had a squad of 28. Every veteran does have to re-audition to be a part of our team, so it's an exciting day for everybody.
One, two, your left hip comes up.
The audition process is so quick. I mean, these ladies hop on stage and they're up there for maybe anywhere from 50 seconds to a minute. You can see the women who love it and are doing this because it's their passion. So the talent is a big part of it, but we're looking for that extra, that little extra something too.
Looking back last year to this year, I definitely feel more confident. I think the most difficult part is don't get in your head. I know you learn the routines very quickly, but whatever you do pick up, definitely just project that confidence out there and just leave it all on the floor.
What do you think was so different about round two versus the first cut?
The first cut, you definitely had more of just the cheer movement. Second round, it definitely got a little bit more technical.
I forgot a couple of parts, but thankfully there's like some repeats in there, so just gotta freestyle it out.
Awesome job, second round. I know that dance is a little more tricky, but again, we are always looking for potential, not perfection. So don't get down on yourself if you didn't do your best, because I thought you guys all did amazing. The hardest part of my day by far is now having to tell these ladies no. You know, we go in there and I see how hard these women work, and some of them, I see them year after year after year coming after these dreams, then I have to be the one that says no. So that's definitely the toughest part. All right, so it's gonna be just like earlier today. The numbers I call are the ladies who will advance to semifinals tomorrow. If your number is not called, we'll need you to bring your number again to the ladies in the back of the room. Number 4, 7, 8, 18, 42, 43, 78, 103, 105, 122, 124, and 125. So if your number was called, congratulations. You're one of the 53 ladies going to semifinals. Everyone else, thank you so much. We'll see you next year.
Where do you go from here? I know you said that you danced for the Suns before. Do you think you're gonna keep trying to pursue this dream?
Yeah, I'll keep trying to pursue dance, and it's something that I've always done, and it's a part of my life, so I'll definitely keep pursuing dance.
Well, you're an inspiration, so you should be so proud of yourself. Great job today.
Thank you.
Great, yes.
All right, so congratulations, honey.
Thank you. Ah, thrill. Like, I don't even have any words. Like, this is, I was working so hard, and to know that I've become better than I was last year and moving on forward, I'm just thrilled already. I teared up.
I'm lost for words because I didn't know if I'd make it this far or not, but I'm very, very happy and excited to be here.
With day one in the books, the semifinalists must learn their third routine of the day in order to impress a new panel of judges. Next.
One team!